jump right into it today.
Okay.
I've said today a lot.
That's fine. Today is today.
Today is today. Today is the 22nd, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Today is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice rainy day outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can wear shorts out in this weather. It feels amazing.
It feels nice. And
it was over 60 degrees yesterday.
I know, yesterday.
I remember at one point it was 64 degrees. I'm like, yes, I am wearing shorts today. Because I'm a type of person that could wear shorts year-round. For sure.
I could not.
I could.
I feel like I could too.
Twins.
I can wear pants year round and sweatshirts year round.
Yep, can do that.
That's me.
But I can also do that, yeah.
I get cold.
I just wear whatever I want.
Same. So, okay, first topic. What is your go-to game to play on a long car ride?
Oh. I usually don't play games. I listen to music. But if I do play a game... Wait, what's that one game? It's like 2048 or whatever. Where you do the numbers.
Oh, where you have to like slide the blocks.
Yeah, I've been playing that recently.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any games downloaded on my cell phone.
Do you play any games with your family? Like when you're in like a car ride?
On a car ride? Not really. I'm mainly listening to music, Michael Jackson.
No, because if I try to play a game, I think my sister would not talk to me.
Yeah, it's all... Listen to all my variety of 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s music. I remember when I was younger, I used to play Talking Tom a lot. trying to think. Angry Birds.
Yes.
Angry Birds is top tier.
I was in science class yesterday, and my teacher had left us, and she'd put a video on, and she didn't come back because she was talking to another class about something. And so one of the kids in my class got up and turned on Angry Birds.
There is this... Transformers Angry Birds game that I used to play all the time. I love that game so much. I truly did.
I always played the original
one. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. You had, who's the yellow bird? I don't know the bird's names, but yeah, the yellow
fast one.
Yeah, the yellow bird, he transformed into Bumblebee. You had the red bird was Optimus Prime. They're like multiple versions of these Transformers. And then the pigs are obviously the Decepticons.
So. Yeah.
It was pretty fun.
That was cool. Yeah. I remember playing that. I got my grandma hooked on that game, and we was all playing it together.
You ever play Candy Crush?
My grandma used to play Candy Crush a lot.
I don't know. I get it, and I'm like, oh, that's fun, and then I delete that.
I used to play the water flow game, you know, like where you like connect
Where's
the
my
lines?
Water? No.
I used to play that. Yes, I used to play the alligator.
Yeah.
And then there's like the ones where it's like they're – different colored lines and you have to make them connect.
Oh yeah, I used to play that as well.
In a certain way. I forget what it's called.
And I play Subway Surfer even to this day.
But lately I've been playing Tetris.
I tried to play Tetris. I don't know. I felt pressure.
My high score on Tetris is 130 something like that.
I feel like it's too much pressure.
130,000
to try to get them in the right place.
Yeah, it's difficult, but
I get too nervous.
Another game I play in car rides is the alphabet game.
Which
well, my family plays that, where you have to like go through the different letters of the alphabet while on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not good at it because half the time I'm not wearing my glasses and I can't see anything.
Oh.
So, but
yeah, no, that's fair.
You want to go to our next topic? We'll pass the hat around.
Did you make this today?
Yes. Okay, it was like a cool 1 minute video on YouTube. I'm okay.
Okay. I was going to say, I didn't know how to make a hat. I don't know how to make an airplane either. What food should be banned from the school cafeteria?
Wow.
You seem to. You
Well, I don't eat school lunch because school lunch is absolutely disgusting and gross. And if you compare that to how students eat in France eats gourmet. And it's all, they have like hour-long lunches. It's very etiquette. It's something that I believe the United States should adapt, is how they, you know, it's all about manners. And
it would be nice, yeah.
And we're struggling as a society, especially the younger generations, to adapt to being well-mannered human beings and being polite. But if I had to think, I mean, school lunch is gross. So I'm trying to think of a food that I'd get rid of for mine. I don't know. I don't really eat a lot of our school lunch.
I'm going to say, well, we had, I don't know, I'm not a very big fan of the chicken because I feel like, I don't know, like the other day we had chicken and waffles and I only eat the waffles every time. I don't ever eat the chicken.
I'd get rid of the pizza.
We just got new pizza here, kind of. It was good in the beginning, but I think I've had it almost every day and I just don't like it anymore.
Our pizza, the cheese on the pizza is plasticky.
That's nice.
It's so bad.
I'd probably say, I don't know, whenever there, well, we have like multiple, I would say, areas for you to get food. I mean, we have like, if you would like American food, get American food. Like Italian food, you can get Italian food. If you like Spanish food, you can get Spanish food. It's, I mean, I don't know. I've seen some of the stuff. I'd probably say.
What do you eat? You bring your food?
I do bring my lunch. I bring it every day.
My
What's up, Mom?
My friends have said that I've become immune to the school food. Because a lot of people recently. So we have this orange chicken. The orange chicken is my favorite.
We also have orange chicken. It's so good. It's my favorite.
A lot of people got food poisoning from it last week. But I had like two servings of it. And I did not get sick at all. So my friends say I'm immune to the school food.
That is crazy.
Probably not. I probably still got sick and I just didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Because when I get like stomach sick, I don't usually throw up. I don't know.
I don't either. I rarely throw up.
Have you thought anything?
A bad school lunch?
He said all of it. He said get rid of everything and bring the French on over and give us etiquette.
That's very true. I wish that it's just, there's a lot of things we could do better.
There is.
The hour long lunches for sure, because by the time you get to the cafeteria of 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Plus you have to stand in the lunch line, so that's also a bad thing because there's 10 to 15 minutes gone in the lunch line.
When I was in middle school, it took like 20 minutes to get through the lunch line, and I had maybe 5-10 minutes left.
And then you're scarfing down your food, and you're rushing, scarfing down
your food. One time I was standing in line, and it took me like 5 minutes, but I was like, I don't want to rush to eat my food, so I just didn't eat because I was like, also standing in that line, I don't know, really, I don't like to.
My teacher, he'll, like, talk to the bell. I'm like, please don't, because I need to get to the cafeteria and get in line, or the food will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lunch.
You have a lunch, and it will be gone?
I have a lunch today.
Today? Does it change?
Yeah, it changes because we have block periods, block scheduling.
Oh, that's how the ninth grade was.
So today, I believe it's, I have fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth period today. So I have four periods. Yesterday, I had first through fourth, and on my blue days I'll have B lunch. Today I have A lunch. It's just based on SLCs and what classes your SLCs are in. So today's,
I have lunch the same time.
Yeah,
ours, but it's because I have like every single class every day.
Ours depends on what teachers we have fifth period.
That's I'd probably say our Mexican food's not the greatest at our school.
We have like a main menu for lunch, and then they'll give you like chicken patties, cheeseburgers, pizza, and whatever is like changes for the day. Sometimes it's like cheese sticks, sometimes it's a grilled cheese sandwich, but on the other side it's like nachos.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've been getting because the school lunch is not what I want to eat on the other side.
Yeah. Some days we have like, well, see, I only go in two lines. I think the other lines have other stuff, but I never go look. But I do like when they put, I think it's like walking nachos or something. And it's like Doritos, and they just put meat and cheese.
I'm not a fan of those.
They're okay. But my favorite is like, it's not orange chicken, but it's like, I don't even know what it is, but it's so good.
I love orange chicken.
It's so good. I think that's my favorite thing they have.
Landon, do you want to draw a topic?
Sure, I'd love to draw a topic.
I feel like this conversation has gone on for a while.
It's all good. Just going through the hat here, crumbling the papers. Here we go.
It's a tiny hat.
I know, it's pretty cool, though.
Thank you.
It is cool.
Here we go, guys. Our third topic.
If you can read my handwriting.
What is the first restaurant you go to get free food on your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh,
interesting.
Man.
This is like,
Is this any restaurant?
It can be anywhere. Like, if it gives out free food anywhere.
If for my birthday.
Yes.
So this is for my birthday. I get a free meal for my birthday.
Yeah.
Like how places give out like free donuts and stuff.
Well.
If you're like a Dunkin'.
I don't know if really Italian restaurants give out free food, but if I get a free meal because it's my birthday, I should get my meal paid for by my friends or family. So if I had to think here, I'd probably go with Carmine's Italian restaurant in Times Square, New York.
Whoa.
I've never been there, so I don't know how good it is.
Oh, it's amazing. I'm going to be heading back to New York, leaving next Thursday. For New York
for the
Radio Finalist Awards, WBDG Woo! Undefeated. Yeah, I'll be repping us there. Should be really excited. Buddy Maxwell, Gilly will be there, past WBDG alumni. Should be exciting. But, oh, my gosh, Carmine's Italian restaurant. Like, that is luxurious Italian food. I mean, obviously, New York's expensive, but you mm-hmm. better get your money's worth.
What'd you get there?
It's like family style. So, okay. Like, lasagna. We got this, like... I don't know what this was.
You're making me even more
like
excited for
gravy, brown gravy, chicken, and noodles. Oh, my gosh. Out of this world. And I literally took a picture with my waiter. I did.
That's real.
And he was like, when you talk about, like, etiquette for a waiter and, like, the etiquette of a restaurant, I mean, white mm-hmm. tablecloth. He was all, like, nice. Apparel for a waiter was all mm-hmm. his shirt was
like
all tucked
TV
in.
Show
I mean, I mean, it was like a stereotypical Italian restaurant waiter, and I loved it. Because
that is so cool.
I'm so excited for Italy because I love pesto. I just like pasta in general. I'm not a big fan of spaghetti.
I don't really like the sauce.
I like
pasta itself, not the sauce.
I love like pasta bake. I love penne, like penne pasta, mm-hmm. fettuccine, but I will eat. The spaghetti noodles with pesto sauce. Mm-hmm. I am so excited for fresh pesto when I go to Italy. But
yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would I get?
So this is your favorite restaurant to get free food for your birthday. Or, yeah.
Culver's.
Hey, real? Culver's is top tier. Real? I love Culver's. I do love Culver's.
My family's like, what do you want to get for dinner when we're out to eat sometimes? And they already know.
It's Culver's. Always Culver's.
That's some of my friends work at Culver's. And Monday, I was with my grandma. And before we watched the Daytona 500, because it got postponed on Sunday, I had my Mark Martin t-shirt on, brand new t-shirt on everything, and it got postponed due to rain. Anyways... Yeah. Long story short, my Nina and I walk into Culver's, got my value basket to go, my side order cheese curds, didn't get any ice cream, you gotta watch the calories, even though I'm already eating a bunch of carbs and a tenderloin, but anyways.
The cheese curds.
I gotta get the cheese curds. I take a picture with my grandma, I'm like, sending my friends, where are you guys at? Like, boys, where are you guys at? Mm-hmm. And all my friends that work at Culver's, my buddy Jacob, I was like, dude, if you can hook me up with some free cheese curds, I'll be there every day. I swear. So.
Yeah.
Maggie, dude.
I don't know. Giordano's?
Giordano's is, that's good too.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
I have had, so before I ever went to this restaurant called Miller's, it's pretty good. I love Giordano's Chicago style deep dish pizza. Mm-hmm. And I truly do. And then I went to Miller's and I'm like, oh my gosh.
I'm not a big fan.
I love Chicago style deep dish pizza. So both mm-hmm. restaurants pretty good.
I'm not a big fan of deep dish. I'm just not a big sauce person.
This is where we don't.
Hey, I have the power to mute today. I'm not getting muted.
This isn't the 411.
The 411, I just get muted constantly.
See, I'm not a big sauce fan either. The first time I went there and I didn't know what it was, and we ordered like a pizza, and I was like, okay, like, and then it came with sauce, and I was like, I'm not gonna like this, but it's mostly cheese, and that's like, I don't even taste the sauce.
When I was younger, sometimes I still do it. It depends what pizza it is. I've gotten much better at it, but I would scrape the cheese and sauce off the pizza mm-hmm. and then put the pepperonis back on.
You don't even like the cheese?
It was just the sauce.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's the Giorno pizzas, like you get in the oven and you just mm-hmm. bake them.
Yeah, when my dad gets pizza, I ask for light sauce. I really do not like sauce.
Yeah. There's this place called a Zippy Pizza.
Mm-hmm. Where's that at?
Brownsburg.
Okay.
I want to say. But it's like a Subway for pizza. It's so good. It's like they have this piece of bread, and then you tell them what you want on it, and it goes through this oven, like right in front of you. It just like slowly rolls through it, you know, and it comes out the other side. And it's all cooked. It's so good. And you can tell them to go light on the sauce, which I like. They also have these things called zip sticks, which is the bread, and it's just pesto sauce and cheese sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
I don't know if I've had pesto sauce.
It's like basil and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't had it. It's like green.
So, yes.
I've seen it. I haven't had it.
So good. But.
You want to?
I'll take that. Thank you.
Yep.
They're tiny. They're folded a lot, so they fit in there. They were falling out originally. What do we have here? What is scarier, clowns, snakes, or spiders?
Clowns, no clowns, doubt. Clowns, yeah.
Really? I was going to say spiders.
No, it's clowns.
Clowns.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of animals like that, but creepy clowns, like,
maybe
for
if
sure.
Maybe if I'm in Australia and I see one of those giant spiders.
Like a black widow, yeah, I might freak out a little bit.
No, thank you.
But
okay, but like, what if there's a spider in your room and it's like going to jump on you?
I'm not really. Honestly, when there is a spider or any insect in my house, I let that insect live. I let it out of my house.
You're like
same,
my dad.
Same. Everyone tries to kill the spider. And I said, save the spider. My dad's already squished
unless it's mosquitoes.
It.
Really? Mosquitoes, they're done.
You're done, buddy.
Mosquitoes are wasps. Wasps.
Yeah. Well, if you try to smack a wasp, it'll just.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I walked
outside one time. I had the stress nightgown thing on. It flew up in it and stung me on the arm. And then, for some reason, it was in my hair. It got in my hair.
Yeah, because...
And I pushed my hair back because it was in my face, and it stung me on the finger.
Yeah, you're messing with it. Buzz.
I'm terrified of wasps because of that. They scare
There's
me.
There's this Thomas and Friends episode. It's called James Goes Buzz, and he gets stung by a bee on the nose. He just... The bees like the warmth, and they don't have a hive. And the whole episode was centered around these bees, and they had like the beehives. Well, the beehives like broke, and they fell apart off the carts. Mm-hmm. Well, they obviously went to James because he's warm and has a boiler. And you know, if you know about steam locomotives, a boiler holds the water and all the steam and pressure and all that.
It's like how you make
it's basically energy. Yeah, it's the energy source, and all the bees go on James's boiler, and then you have George Carlin narrating it, and it talked about the beast. He got stung his foot on James because of how warm his boiler was, and then he and stung him on the nose. And it was a pretty fun episode. It's definitely relives my childhood.
Sounds like a fun episode.
Yeah. Something that's scarier than clowns though is gotta be dolls.
Dolls
are terrifying.
I'm still gonna go clowns.
Okay, but like, what type of clowns are we talking about? Like, why
are they
scary?
Alive? Are they alive? If they're alive clowns, then yeah, I'm afraid of alive clowns.
If you go to your birthday party and the clown's there.
I don't know who would want to be like a clown professionally, but like.
Well, fun fact, my Uncle Mark's father, Grandpa George, he's a clown, for real.
Okay.
That's cool.
But he's cool. Like, he's a cool clown.
Okay.
Like, he's not one of the creepy clowns.
He's like funny?
Yeah, he makes, you know. He makes balloons. He does it all. Like he's that guy. Like
he's
Grandpa George.
How to make a dog balloon. I can make one of those dogs.
I've never.
I believe he made a sword. I believe when my cousin Keegan and we wanted to have swords. We'd have like
deal
with our swords. It's pretty fun.
Sounds fun.
Dolls are scary because like. Especially porcelain dolls. I don't like porcelain dolls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It depends. Like, those ones you've seen in, like, scary movies,
I don't like Raggedy Ann's either.
Unless I see them move, then I'll be scared, but I'm not really scared of them.
Did you know the Raggedy Ann doll originated here?
Really? Wait.
Like, I did a research project, like, the guy was here and something with that.
Oh, wait, I didn't know that.
There's a Raggedy Ann doll in the museum in Danville, and in eighth grade, we did this thing where we researched the different artifacts in this museum,
mm-hmm.
And I wasn't there, so I didn't get to pick.
Oh.
And someone in my group picked the Raggedy Ann doll. Don't like it.
Yeah, okay. That sounds really interesting, though.
Because the Raggedy Ann doll, originally, the Annabelle doll is a Raggedy Ann doll.
Mm-hmm.
So, no thank you.
Well, do you think... Never mind, I'll pick another topic.
Yeah.
Let me pick. I picked out the hat. It looks like a boat, the hat.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What TV show theme song lives rent-free in your head?
Thomas and Friends or I Love Toy Trains, Lynn?
So, is it TV shows?
Yeah, it can be anything.
Can it be movies?
I mean, if you want.
Okay.
Jeez, I was thinking TV shows.
I have a few. I have a few. Oh, man. Frasier, for sure.
Mm.
That's a classic. Yeah.
His voice is so good.
It's
like,
amazing. The Office.
That is good. Every single time I hear it, I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
yes.
I love that show. I'm trying to think. Lives rent-free in my head. Probably the original 1980s Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
Let's go.
Because that was when Thomas was at its peak with Ringo Starr, George Carlin, and Alec Baldwin narrating Thomas and Friends.
Yeah.
Oh,
Mine would probably be...
Phineas and Ferb.
Yep.
I knew it.
Phineas and Ferb or the Gravity Falls theme song.
I'd probably say I love Toy Trains. And then my favorite movies of all time, Top Gun Maverick,
yes,
that theme.
The music and yes.
Days of Thunder with Tom Cruise, which is a NASCAR movie. If you have not seen it, you're a big NASCAR fan. I recommend going and watching that. Robert Duvall, Michael Rooker, the actor who plays Uncle Eddie in National Lampoon's is in it. It always gets me pumped up. So those music themes live rent-free in my head.
Mm-hmm.
What would yours be, Maggie?
I was going to say probably Friends, just because I've seen it like a lot. Obviously, The Office.
I have a question to go off of this as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're all musical people.
Mm-hmm.
What musical song lives rent-free in your head?
Oh, Beat It by Michael Jackson, no doubt.
The entire soundtrack of Hamilton?
Yes.
Yeah.
The whole Being Dead thing from Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
That, the intro to that, oh my gosh, I love
it. I need to watch Beetlejuice.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
Alex Brightman does such a great job.
Oh, isn't he in that Husband Hotel?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next topic.
Yeah.
What is it?
What songs would be put on the soundtrack? Excuse me. What songs would be put on the soundtrack of your life? Wow, how many songs are we talking here?
Let's do one right now, like your theme
one?
Song. Kind of.
Beat It by Michael Jackson.
That's yours?
That's me. That's who I am.
Okay, I love that.
That's who I am as a person. I'm exciting. I'm energetic. I'm positive. I'm always wanting to move around. I don't like songs that aren't moving and not powerful. And I mean, it has a guitar solo in it with Eddie Van Halen. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And that just describes who I am. I mean, as a person, as who I am,
yeah.
I'm performing in show choir. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm you know, that song, you know, goes through your body and it's like, it's through, you get goosebumps and it just, you feel the vibrations and the whole song moving through your heart and soul. And you're just wanting to dance and groove. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess
any
too.
Michael Jackson really for me.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't know.
I genuinely do not know.
I like a lot of songs. I just don't know if I feel the same way about them that Landon does. And I want a song to make me feel like that. Landon, I'm going to have to find a song.
I have this song playing up next. It's, I think, I don't know how to pronounce.
Is it Green Day?
No, it's not Green Day. Chill.
Oh my god, you sounded disappointed.
No, this is what happens on the 411. I talk about Green Day and I get muted. because I said the Green
Day.
I'm
not a big Green Day fan.
Was in my top 10 of music, and Miles muted me. And I was muted.
Oh, well.
I remember reliving that. That was pretty crazy.
Why did you get muted? What was the reason for that? The Pop-Tart things. We said we didn't like Pop-Tarts, and we got muted.
I don't know. I probably said something else. I don't know.
Well, I have this song here. Green Day is a British band. I said they're a British band, and you said Green Day.
What British band? The Beatles?
No, it's
Led Zeppelin, Queen.
Beatles.
No, I just recently found them. It's called the
Coccasies. Def Leppard. Nothing. Okay.
No, but they have their music that gives a summer vibe.
The Doors.
It's the Covets.
Covices?
I don't know.
No, but the song's called Let's Go. I'm gonna play it after the show. But it gives summer spring vibes, and I love it.
That's what I was trying to go for my show yesterday.
Wait, is it the song that's like, hey, hey, let's go? I don't think that's it.
No.
Sorry, that's probably a different band.
You'll hear it afterwards.
Okay.
Oh, my dad said Green Day is awesome.
Thank you. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's good. I.
No, he's great. He's not just good. He's great. He's a king of pop.
He's not my top artist.
I get that. I understand. I don't blame you. Everyone has different opinions. Green Day's definitely not in my top 20 or top 30. They're definitely at the bottom.
Well, Green Day is on Miles' list of his top worst.
That's on my list, too.
No.
I've never really listened to them, so I don't know.
It's okay. They're all right. I'm not a big Green Day fan.
Have you put any of the new songs in, I wonder?
You should play.
I definitely take Weezer over Green Day any day, for
I
sure.
I like Weezer sometimes.
Green Day's
better.
I just can't listen to the style at all. It's like super teenage.
Oh.
My dad used to play it a lot, so it's kind of nostalgic.
I get it. That's what it means to you, because music has different meanings to a lot of people, and that's what it's all about. Should we pass this hat around? I thought we were supposed to be doing
that. Did you grab something?
Yeah, I already did that a long time ago. We've been talking about the same topic.
We've just been rambling. I don't want to draw a new topic.
That's why the show's called Random Rambles.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I need my little drum set. I bought a drum set from Five Below.
Just get a hotkey that just...
Yes.
Yeah.
I bought a drum set from Five Below, and I'll go around the house and make jokes, and then I'll go...
What the heck is that?
We need to clip that. That will be our drum noise.
No. I don't think so.
That needs to be our drum noise
We need to clip Miles accidentally licking the mic.
He
was talking really close to it, and that happened.
Which one, that one?
It was
this one.
Yes.
Okay.
It was Tuesday.
Jeez, not yesterday, Tuesday. Jeez Louise, yeah.
This
was that was
fast.
A wild. No, because I said something I forget what we were talking about. Anyways.
Oh, ma'am.
I'm trying to ramble until we get to the legal time.
Why don't we just do another topic?
Because we don't know,
Then we're going to get into talking about the topic, and then I'll forget.
You got 30 seconds.
That's how my mind works.
We got 30 seconds.
Or I could just...
Talk about trains.
Yeah, talk about train clips.
That has nothing to do with the show. Come on, guys. What about trains? What do you want to know about
what's
trains?
What's the I Love Toy Trains theme song sound like?
Oh.
It's piano. There's a lot of, I'd probably say bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. And the artist who made I Love Toy Trains.
Okay, you're good.
Yeah, that's
our legal ID is WBDG FMHD1 Indianapolis. I'm Layla Smith, joined here.
You sold that.
Maggie Kurtz and Landon Nelson, aka Big Nelly.
There you go.
I'm on the struggle bus today.
It's okay.
No, I started saying it. I'm like, wait, did I skip a letter?
No, I messed it up yesterday, too.
It's okay. Should we play Don't Puff That Stuff?
No, what? We have a whole show. We have let's get to the topic.
Let's go. Yeah.
This isn't the 411. We love you, Miles, but this is not the 411. And Mr. East is probably like, why do you guys keep playing that PSA? For real.
Don't puff that stuff is very important.
But if you play it every single day,
We don't play it every day. It's just
every 411 episode, yeah.
Well, we didn't have it last week. Do you have any fun plans for summer or spring break?
No. I just college, getting ready for college.
I'm partying. I'm getting lit. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
No, that is not happening. No, I'm
party
not partying.
Party rock is in the house.
Okay, I'm going to have to put you on mute there. No, I'm not a partier. I do not party. I do not. That is just not me. I'm not getting lit.
I don't either.
Not getting lit. None of that.
I don't like to stay home and paint.
Yeah, I'd rather stay home and do whatever I want instead of going over there and acting
stupid.
Uncomfortable. Or
I'm
whatever.
Definitely going to work over summer. About to work like a dog for real.
Mm-hmm.
And travel the world.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where yet. Just going to travel. I would love to go somewhere I've never been before.
You should go to Japan.
Yep, don't have Japan money. Okay. Yeah. Rule that out. Remember,
you said around the world.
Yeah, well, I'm United States. Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you say around the United States then?
Because it just sounds cooler saying around the world.
I want to go to Salem, Massachusetts.
Not going to go there.
Go to New Orleans.
Not sure about that.
Okay.
Not sure where I'm going. I'm going to figure it out.
Niagara Falls.
Not California. Not going to California.
No, I think
I'm trying to go to New Mexico or Colorado.
Okay.
I've been out west. Cool. I haven't been east. And I want to go east.
And do you want to know what I'll be doing in New Mexico or Colorado? Do you want to guess what I'll be doing in New Mexico or Colorado?
Flying an airplane.
What?
Driving a train.
Not driving, but yeah, I'll be riding a train.
Okay.
That'd be cool. They should make a train.
I'll be going all these amazing train museums in Colorado and riding on the Cumbres and Toltec Railroad in Chama, New Mexico. Fingers crossed, though. My Nina and I, we've been trying to really work on this. I've always wanted to go there. Nina and I have always been wanting to go there because I see it in all these train videos that I have at home. Mm-hmm. It just seems awesome. It's so nostalgic. The entire yard is still original. Like, it has not been restored. Cool. It's still as it was back in the
20s
and 1910s.
You should go to England. They're big on their trains.
Scotland, yeah, I know. I'd love to go over
there.
Not right now. But their steam locomotives have never been retired that are in...
Oh, man.
Yeah, Chama, New Mexico. They're still running. That whole scenic railroad's amazing. And then I'll go to the Colorado Railroad Museum in Colorado. It's one of the best train museums in the U.S. And I'm not sure. I don't know. We'll see where this summer takes me. I'm definitely going to the Indianapolis 500 for sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's going to be real fun.
Yeah, gotta make that money, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be in college debt.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Nope.
I really like traveling. I enjoy it.
I've never actually really traveled. I've been to Missouri.
Missouri's cool. I've been to St. Louis.
Yeah,
I've been to St. Louis too.
I've been up the
STL. You know who's from St. Louis?
Who? I was going to say John Hamm.
No.
It's true.
Nelly.
Oh, like, you're...
You?
Not me. The singer.
Oh, okay.
He's actually from Austin, Texas, but he lived the majority of his childhood and teenage years in the STL, St. Louis, Missouri. I love St. Louis.
Okay.
Have you ever been to the City Museum in St. Louis?
I've been to the National Transportation Museum in St. Louis, all the
it's
cool
like,
trains
it's
and
like,
cars.
It's like this children's, it's like an art museum kind of. It's like a children's museum. It's so cool
I've
there.
I've been to Busch Stadium.
There's like a four-story slide.
Home of the 8-time World Series champions, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
The second most in MLB history behind the New York Yankees with 27.
Why do you know that?
I just know it.
Love it.
Love it, yep.
I do not know that kind of facts off the top of my head.
I don't either. But
the reason I knew the 27 World Series was because I went to Yankee Stadium on a tour last winter for the Radio Awards.
Yeah, I'm trying to be like you.
I'm blessed. I'm definitely blessed. I don't try to really seem cocky. I'm truly grateful and blessed. It's all to my mom.
Yeah.
I don't know how my mom does it. I really don't know how she manages to pull all these strings together and continue all this going for me. Mm. I'm not sure how.
I enjoy hearing stories of people's trips. It just
me too.
makes me want
to
go.
Shout
to
out
places.
To Mama Nelly because I wouldn't be able to go to New York without her. And I don't understand.
So cool.
I really don't because she definitely pulled a lot of strings with my Christmas and birthday because this is like my Christmas and birthday. But then she still, you know, provided a lot for my Christmas to make it spectacular. And she still did a lot. I'm like, Mom, you didn't have to do that. You really didn't. She definitely does a lot for me. And my Nina, she also does a lot for me when we go on trips. I mean, she's like my travel buddy. So I don't know where we're going over spring break. Still trying to figure that out. I'm got a couple things planned maybe. But I wouldn't be possible without my mom and God and Jesus above for blessing me with great friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad is my travel buddy. My mom does not enjoy traveling.
Because traveling's not for everyone. It's not. I mean, my papaw before he didn't like to travel. He didn't.
Yeah,
I like to travel.
My mom's idea of a vacation is staying home in her bed.
That is so fair. Like I love.
Oh, they turned.
Sorry, like the sun would just. Okay, never mind.
Is there any more topics?
Oh, I was going to have you do the last one since there's only one left.
All right, here we go.
We'll do it real fast.
Last topic, drum roll, please. That's horrible. Okay, Blue's Clues. All right.
Yeah, it was McDonald's, and then I turned into Miss Blue's Clues.
Here we go, last topic. If I can read this handwriting. Maybe because I'm blind. Hey, actually,
you got it.
You want me to read it?
You got it.
Oh, here we go. Is that your U?
Let me see.
Why? I'm sorry.
I can't see that from here. My Y.
It looks like a fish hook.
It's like a U and like a.
Yeah, it's like a fish hook. Yeah.
It's like a cursive Y.
Have you ever gotten upset over a character dying in a show or
yes.
book?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Grey's Anatomy. Oh, Derek.
I'm trying to think if I ever got upset
Mark,
of a
have
character.
Have you ever been upset during Up?
I would probably say Star Wars The Force Awakens when Kylo Ren stabs Han Solo in the chest.
Yes, I agree with that.
And probably when Darth Vader passes away in Return of the Jedi. Yeah. That's
spoilers. Just kidding.
Well,
just
I mean, kidding. Return of the Jedi's been out since...
It's been out forever.
Since the 80s,
I'm
so...
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to watch it.
And Force okay. Awakens been out since...
Jeez.
2016?
Yeah, it's been out for a long time. I don't remember. That all seems like a blur.
I know I went and watched the premiere of Rogue One at the IMAX dressed up as Rey.
That wasn't bad. Here you go. Oh nice.
Thank you.
Yep. You got it. Yep, you're welcome.
Oh, also in Supernatural when Dean Winchester passed away, that was so sad. I was crying.
I don't know.
Yep.
That was fun.
Yeah,
this was a lot of fun.
I love the topics.
We could end early and play a couple songs.
We could.
We could if you'd like to.
I guess it is my.
It is your show.
Yes, it is.
You do what you want.
Yeah, you do what you want.
I feel like we don't have any more to talk about.
Why won't this load?
We've done a lot today, and I hope you guys have enjoyed this show today. And we'll talk to you next week, right? We're here next week.
Mm-hmm.
When is spring break?
My gosh, Lorelai!
Well, our
oh, it's on the board.
It's on the board. I was
about to
say, well, our spring March break.
March 16th to March 31st.
What's the day? The 22nd?
It's
we got
coming.
Time. We got some
it's
week.
Coming. Yeah. It's coming. Spring break will be here before you know it. So.
And then only one more quarter
for
me.
I get to go to my school
you.
While we're on spring break for here and take a test.
I'm clapping because we're about to graduate.
Yeah.
Not me.
I'm just kidding.
I get to have another year of high school.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, make the most of it for sure.
Yeah.
Soak it up.
This is the random ramble.
I was just going to say, this is the 411.
I almost did. This is Random Rambles. We'll see you next week. Talk to you next week. Bye.